This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Friday, July the 12th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.
According to preliminary research, treating adults who have SMA with Spinraza was safe. It also improved muscle strength, motor, and respiratory function. Spinraza has been demonstrated to be beneficial in children and infants with SMA, but data on its effectiveness for adults remains scarce. So three studies have been done to address this. They were presented at the 2019 American Academy of Neurology annual meeting in Philadelphia. One study was called Outcome Measures for Nusinersen Efficacy in Adults with SMA. It had eight SMA type 3 patients between the ages of 25 and 56 treated with Spinraza for an average of 7 months. During that time, all patients reported feeling more energized and having greater exercise tolerance. The data also showed that three patients who were unable to walk all experienced improvements in cognitive function and sleep, as well as having less fatigue. In contrast, among those able to walk, none had improvements in cognitive function and half experienced better sleep. Treatment with Spinraza was also associated with improved motor function. This was measured by the revised upper limb module and the Hammersmith functional motor score expanded. They also saw improved pulmonary function over a mean of 8.5 months. No changes were found in the 6-minute walk test of exercise tolerance or the SMA functional rating scale of overall function. The second study was called Prospective Open-Label Study of Nusinersen Treatment for Adults with SMA. Here, researchers primarily evaluated muscle and pulmonary changes, and this was measured at 14 months of Spinraza treatment. Other things analyzed included exercise tolerance, motor function, lean mass, and the ulnar muscle's response to nerve fiber stimulation, and the number of motor units. And the ulnar muscle's main function is to move the wrist and fingers. A total of 185 spinal cord injections of Spinraza were delivered to the 32 study participants. 12 received the therapy into the cervical spinal cord. This is done by using medical imaging called fluoroscopy. Patients' other chronic diseases included anxiety, depression, renal insufficiency, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. At the study start, participants showed limitations in common SMA outcome measures that assess motor function and muscle strength. However, following treatment, the researchers did find stability in measures of motor function, with those able to walk performing better than those who couldn't walk. The early findings also showed a trend towards improved nerve supply, and safety results revealed that Spinraza was well tolerated. Among the observed adverse events, headaches were mostly mild and transient, and no case of post-lumbar puncture syndrome required a blood patch. Back pain and pulmonary infections were also noted. The third study was called Nusinersen Efficacy in Adults with SMA. It used data from 99 adult SMA patients who had never been treated. They then compared their disease progression with 34 participants being treated with Spinraza. More than 90% of those treated reported improvements in muscle, vocal, and breathing strength, and in their jaw range of motion. Treated patients also showed improvements in motor function, in the CHOP-INTEND neuromuscular scale, and in lung function. All of these benefits contrasted to the progressive decline that was seen in untreated adults. Although the results aren't fully consistent between studies, the fact that improvements were found in all studies does suggest that Spinraza can have benefits for adults with SMA. In conclusion, further studies with larger patient populations may allow clinicians and researchers to better understand how Spinraza might benefit adult SMA patients.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Development Manager, Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploreGeneTherapy.com.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, July 9th, 2019. Thanks to the fine folks who handled my wheelchair at the airport a few days ago, I'm now writing this column while sitting in my bathroom seat. My mom is going to get my chair looked at, and until then, I needed to find somewhere else to sit and work. At least with this setup, I can multitask if I need to. Though my family and I hoped that our round-trip flights to Disneyland for the 2019 Cure SMA conference would go smoothly, we experienced our usual Schaefer vacation idiosyncrasies. Let me go ahead and say that the conference was fantastic, and I have more to say about that in coming weeks. But first, allow me to vent about flying with a disability. My parents, my caregiver Randy, his fiancée Danielle, and I arrived at Raleigh-Durham International Airport on Wednesday, June 26th. I hadn't been inside an airport since I was 4 years old, and I had no idea what to expect when we went to check our luggage. I only knew that it was 4 a.m., and I needed food and a Coke to wake me up. As soon as we checked in with security, one of the managers told us that the amount of preparation we had done was remarkable. My mom had spent countless hours researching flying with a wheelchair, and she wrapped essential parts of my chair in bubble wrap, removed any detachable pieces, and put them in our suitcases. The manager's statement gave us a boost of encouragement, and we thought this was a good sign. Ha! I spent the next hour or so in a manual chair, while other airline employees loaded my chair onto the plane. When it was time for me to board, Randy transferred me to what those of us in wheelchairs call the Hannibal Lecter chair. As some guys lifted me onto the plane in this thing, the Silence of the Lambs soundtrack played in my mind. We flew to Charlotte, North Carolina, and from there to California. Despite the difficulties that came with transferring me multiple times, the flights to Disneyland went pretty smoothly. I actually enjoyed the moments of turbulence, as they helped me to move a bit so that my butt wouldn't remain sore. It is ironic that even I have trouble sitting in one position for too long. The flight itself wasn't the problem. The real trouble began when we arrived at the airport in Los Angeles to find that my chair had been damaged. The armrest that connects to my joystick was out of place, and we were unable to get my tray on. To have an idea of what it looked like, picture Iron Man after his fight with Captain America in Captain America: Civil War. For an idea of what it looked like after the return trip, picture Iron Man after his final battle with Thanos in Avengers: Endgame. We figured that the chair had been dropped on its side during one of the transfers, but I wasn't going to let this incident ruin our trip. I immediately checked to make sure I could still drive, and I could. I eventually figured out a way to get my tray on by putting my armrest on top of it. Those of us with SMA can get pretty creative in these situations. Still, we shouldn't have to put up with things like this all of the time. Though I'm glad we made it, and I had a great time at the conference with my SMA family, I just wish that things like flying in a wheelchair were a little easier for us. Stay tuned. I'll have more to say about the conference, the less than stellar return trip, and of course the new Star Wars land in coming weeks. For now, I'll enjoy the view of my kitchen table from the comfort of my commode chair. Try finding that sentence anywhere else on the internet. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Community Development Manager for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.